Hello, listeners. This is Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast. And in this episode, we are going to spend most of the time discussing prominent Jewish personalities and families from the Romanian capital, București. Please see its location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. You just listened to the orchestra of the București Jewish Theater playing the Yiddish song Lomir Zingen Chiribim Chiribom. Let's sing Chiribim Chiribom. A link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes. We will not be discussing the Jewish history of the city of București, as we did it extensively in episode 30, Jewish București. Instead, we will be presenting a comprehensive overview of the prominent historical Jewish personalities and families of București, the capital of Romania, and the largest, most diverse Jewish community in the country. A city where Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews built a civilization of synagogues, theaters, schools, banks, and political movements that shaped the entire nation. I'm going to mention that the first Sephardic Jews arrived in București in the 16th century. Around the beginning of the 17th century, during the Cossack uprising, the first Ashkenazi Jews came from Ukraine and Poland. The Jewish population of București grew significantly, particularly in the second half of the 19th century. Jews also played a major role in the banking system from the 18th century, with prominent Sephardic and Ashkenazi bankers running successful institutions. At the beginning of the 20th century, București's Jewish population numbered 40,000, with 70 temples and synagogues. From this great number, only a few survived the brutality of fascism and then communism, two still serving the city-present Jewish community. The Choral Temple of 1867, the Great Synagogue of 1850, and the Barashom Theater Complex remain as the most important living monuments to what was once the most dynamic Jewish community in all of Romania. As usual, we'll start our presentation with rabbinical leaders in București. Rabbi Meir Leib Malbim was one of the most important personalities of the 19th century București. Malbim was one of the great biblical commentators of the 19th century. Rabbi Meir Leibush ben Yakel Michel, the Malbim, served as the chief rabbi of București and Romania from 1858 to 1864. The Malbim was an outspoken opponent of the Haskalah, the Jewish Enlightenment, and attempted to establish Orthodox standards. His strict regulation of kosher butchers and introduction of the new Eruv alienated wealthy and assimilated Jews in the city. His opposition to Reform Judaism sparked fierce backlash from the upper class. His opponents falsely accused him of treason against the Romanian government, which resulted in his brief imprisonment and forced removal from his post in 1864 and the eventual expulsion from the city. Following his leadership, the community built a synagogue in 1864 named after him. Sadly, it was demolished in 1987 to make way for Union Boulevard in București. Rabbi Haim Bejanaro, born in Bulgaria, was a well-known Sephardic scholar and poet in Ladino, who led the Sephardic community in București for 32 years. He was one of the most distinguished Sephardic religious figures of the 19th century București. Rabbi Antoine Levy inaugurated the București Choral Temple on July 6, 1867, during a ceremony attended by government officials, foreign diplomats, and members of the Jewish community from across the country, which marked a significant moment in the religious and cultural life of București. Rabbi Meir Beck, also known as Moritz Beck, was a prominent Hungarian-born rabbi, biblical scholar, and a key leader of Romanian Jewry. Arriving in 1873, he notably served as the rabbi of București's historical choir temple and directed the local Jewish school. He promoted the expansion of Jewish education, established social welfare institutions, and actively worked to rebuild and unify the București Jewish community organization. in 1881, he compiled the Hebrew-Romanian Dictionary of the Torah, and he later founded and edited the Jewish newspaper Revista Israeliana, Israelite magazine. He stood at the forefront of the fight against anti-Semitism and tirelessly advocated for the civil emancipation of the Romanian Jews. A remarkable personality was Chief Rabbi Dr. Alexandru Safran. He was born in Bacău and received his doctorate in philosophy from the Vienna University. He became Chief Rabbi of Romania in 1940, then the youngest Chief Rabbi in the world. In 1941, Safran and Romania's Union of Jewish Communities, through intervention with Patriarch Nicodim Munteanu of the Romanian Orthodox Church, convinced General Antonescu to revoke an order forcing Jews to wear the yellow badge. He was known as one of the most charismatic orators of his time, touching even the most hardened anti-Semites with his speeches. He guided the community during its most difficult years of the war. In 1947, he was forced by the communist government into exile in Geneva, where he became chief rabbi until his death. He worked with the United Nations, Red Cross, and other organizations to improve human rights. He was elected an honorary member of the Romanian Academy in 1997. Chief Rabbi Dr. Moses Rosen is also known as the tightrope walker. On June 16, 1948, Moses Rosen was elected Chief Rabbi of Romania. Over the next 45 years, he managed the delicate and controversial task of maintaining a beneficial relationship with the communist regime while cultivating good relations with world leaders. It was thanks to Rosen's astute political skills that the lion's share of the country's Jewish population of over 450,000 people was able to emigrate under communism, most of them to Israel. From 1957, he was a member of the Great National Assembly of Romania, representing a Bucharest constituency. He was the editor of the Journal of Romanian Religious Jewry, a trilingual bi-weekly in Romanian, Hebrew, and Yiddish, the only Hebrew publication in Eastern Europe during the communist period. Rosen's maneuvering was a factor in Romania's refusal to break diplomatic relations with Israel after the Six-Day War in 1967, when Moscow and all other Warsaw Pact capitals severed ties with the Jewish state. We are moving now to Bucharest Jewish artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. Adolf Stern was Romania's first Jewish lawyer and the champion of Jewish emancipation. Adolf Stern was born on November 17, 1848 in Bucharest, in a rich merchant family. He went to study law in Berlin after finishing high school, then received his law degree from Leipzig University in 1869, making him Romania's first Jewish lawyer. He returned to Romania and became secretary to the American consul Benjamin Pixotto. On November 27, 1909, the Union of Native Jews Party was established and Stern was among its founders and served as its president until 1922. As a lawyer, he published the Codicele Române Adnotate, Annotated Romanian Codes of Law, and lectured on public and private international law at the School of Political and Administrative Studies in Bucharest. Stern actively fought for Jewish emancipation since the 1878 Congress of Berlin, where he represented Romanian Jews and influenced delegates like Benjamin Disraeli and William Weddington to secure Jewish civil rights. The remarkable Dr. Wilhelm Filderman is considered the greatest defender of Romanian Jewry. Wilhelm Filderman was born in Bucharest on November 14, 1882. In 1909, he became a doctor of law in Paris. In 1920, he became the representative of the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee in Romania. And in 1923, was elected president of the Union of Romanian Jews Party. In 1927, Filderman was elected a member of the Romanian Parliament on the Liberal Party list. He was also the president of the Jewish community in Bucharest and president of the Federation of Jewish Communities. After September 1940, when General Antonescu took over, Filderman intervened with him as representative of the Federation, several times obtaining the revocation of serious measures such as the wearing of the yellow badge and the deportation of Romanian Jews to Nazi camps in Poland. When he expressed his opposition to the special tax of 4 billion lei demanded of the Romanian Jewish community, he was sent to Transnistria in March 1943, returning after 3 months through the intervention of the papal nuncio and Swiss and Swedish ambassadors. Through primarily a lawyer and civic leader rather than a merchant, Filderman came from a Bucharest Jewish merchant family, which gave him the social capital to move in elite Romanian circles. He is considered one of the most important figures in Romanian Jewish history. Moses Gaster was born in the city in a highly influential family of Austrian descent that settled in Bucharest in the early 19th century. His father, Abraham Emanuel Gaster, served as the consul of the Netherlands in Bucharest. Moses Gaster taught Romanian language and literature at the University of Bucharest. In 1885, because of his protests against the treatment of the Jews, he was expelled from Romania to London, where he became the chief rabbi of the Sephardic community there. He was an active Zionist in Romania and in England, where in 1899 he helped establish the English Zionist Federation. Historian James Renton argued that Gaster was integral to the cumulative efforts and diplomatic strategies that resulted in the Balfour Declaration of 1917. In 1925, he was appointed one of the 6 trustees of the Ivo Institute alongside Simon Dubno, Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, Edward Sapir, and Chaim Zilslowski. Dr. Yuliu Barash was a pioneering modernist figure and one of the most prominent Jewish intellectuals of the 19th century Bucharest. He is considered the father of Romanian popular science and Jewish journalism. Yuliu Barash was a Galician-born Jewish physician, philosopher, pedagogue, and promoter of Romanian culture and science. He taught natural sciences at the St. Sava Academy in 1852, and then became a professor at Bucharesti School of Medicine and Pharmacy. Besides working as a doctor, he became a radical and ardent Romanian patriot, friends of C.A. Rossetti and Ion Ileade Radulescu. In 1857, he helped found the first Jewish periodical in Wallachia, Israelito-Român, the Romanian Israelite, appearing in both Romanian and French, and established primarily to further the cause of Jewish emancipation. He conceived the idea of publishing a scientific encyclopedia in Hebrew for East European Jews, spreading Haskalah ideas, and his accounts of Jewish communities he visited as a doctor are an important historical source. In 1858, Barash founded the first children's hospital in Bucharest. He is memorialized in Bucharest's historical Jewish Văcărești neighborhood by the Barashom Theater, now the home of a state Jewish theater, an adjoining clinic, and the street bearing his name. David Emanuel is considered the founder of modern Romanian mathematics. He was a Sephardic Jewish mathematician professor at the University of Bucharest for decades. He trained generations of Romanian mathematicians and represented the pinnacle of Jewish academic achievement in the country. Adolf Albin, born in Bucharest to a wealthy family, was a pioneering chess master who authored Romania's first chess book in 1872 and gave his name to the Albin Counter Gambit. His best result came in 1893 at the New York tournament, where he shared second place behind the renowned Emanuel Lasker. Moses Horowitz was a playwright and actor in the early years of Yiddish theater. He was born in Stanislaw, Eastern Galicia. He received the usual Jewish education, but also he studied German. At age 18, he became a Hebrew teacher in Iași before moving to Bucharest. He began to write plays for Israel Grodner and Sigmund Mogulescu after they left the Goldfaden's troupe. A favorite of Bucharest intellectuals, Moses Horowitz was at that time known for historical dramas, something with improvised monologue, especially for his own roles, and he was initially seen as a more serious playwright than Goldfaden, who at that time was writing vaudevilles, light operetta, and the occasional melodrama. Moses Horowitz was famous for the speed with which he turned out his plays, usually in no more than 3 days. He would sometimes start actors rehearsing the first two acts of a play while he wrote the third. He wrote no less than 169 plays. Through a successful playwright, Horowitz failed as an actor, and after he went to America, he abandoned acting entirely. At one time, quite wealthy and the best-dressed man on the Lower East Side, he died poor and is buried in Washington Cemetery in Brooklyn. Yosef Ezer was a Romanian painter and graphic artist born to a Jewish family in Bucharest. He was initially inspired by Expressionism, creating drawings with thick, unmodulated lines and steep angles. After studies in Munich, he returned briefly to Ploiești before moving to Bucharest, where he exhibited in Tinereme Artistică show of 1905. After further study in Paris with, among others, André Derain, he returned in 1909 and promptly organized the first exhibit of modern art at the Romanian Athenaeum, including some of Derain's work as well as his own. Ezer worked for the Socialist Press, Facla, and the original version of Adevărul, publishing a large number of caricatures, most of them satirizing the Romanian monarchy. He also started his first series of paintings with Dobrogean themes, usually featuring local Tatars portraits. He traveled extensively in the interwar years, the Dobrogea region along the Black Sea, several more years in Paris, at least some time in Berlin, where he exhibited at the Secession exhibit of 1926, and travels to Spain. Despite the wartime persecution of Romanian Jews, his work was included in a 1943 show, Light and Color. He continued to paint in the post-war years, showing in New York in 1948, at the Venice Biennale in 1954, in Moscow and Leningrad in 56, and Vienna in 57. In 1955, he was elected a full member of the Romanian Academy. Marcel Janco, born Marcel Herman Iancu, was a Romanian and Israeli visual artist, architect, and art theorist. He is known as an architect and as an artist of oil painting, collage, illustration, linocut, woodcut, watercolor, pastel, costume design, interior design, scenic design, ceramic art, fresco, tapestry. He did everything. Although a co-inventor of Dadaism with Zara and the leading exponent of constructivism in Eastern Europe, Marcel Janco experimented with post-impressionism, symbolism, cubism, expressionism, futurism, primitivism, and abstract art. Marcel Janco was born on May 24, 1895 in Bucharest to an upper-middle-class Jewish family. His father, Herman Zui Iancu, was a textile merchant. His mother, Rachel Ne Luster, was from Moldavia. Later in life, when Janco visited his childhood years, he wrote, "Born as I was in the beautiful Romania into a family of well-to-do people, I had the fortune of being educated in a climate of freedom and spiritual enlightenment. My mother possessing a genuine musical talent and my father, a stern man and industrial merchant, had created the conditions favorable for development of all my aptitudes." Janco studied drawing art with the Romanian Jewish painter and cartoonist Yosef Ezer between 1910 and 1914. At just 17, he contributed drawings and layout for Simbolul, an avant-garde magazine published by two of his high school friends, Eugenio Vanacchi and Sammy Rosenstock. Rosenstock was to later change his name to Tristan Tzara and go on to be a major figure in the Dada movement, as was Janco. Together with Sara and a number of other Romanians, Marcel Janco founded the Cabaret Voltaire in Zurich in 1916 and launched Dada. Same year, he exhibited at the first Zurich Dada show with, amongst others, Giorgio De Chirico, Paul Klee, and Sara. He went on to spend time working in Paris before returning to Bucharest, where in 1922 he became the artist director and editor of Contemporanu, the most important and influential Romanian avant-garde publication of its time. Throughout the 1930s, the situation of Jews deteriorated in Romania. In 1941, Marcel Janco emigrated to Eretz Israel with his wife and two daughters, but not before his brother-in-law had been tortured and killed by the Legionaries, the Romanian fascist organization. He became a major artist in Israel, where he founded the artist village Ein Hod in 1953. More information about both Janco and Sara could be found in episode 13, Jews of the Romanian Culture Avant-Garde. Another reason I mention Marcel Janco here is for the opportunity to talk about his work as an architect in Bucharest, which has a glorious collection of Bauhaus and modernist architecture. Several of the most impressive of these buildings were designed by Marcel Janco. There is something very special about Bucharest's modernist jewels, many of which are in poor condition, some of which have been lovingly cared for, and all of which are interesting. Some of these treasures have severe problems. Some are not strong enough to stand up to a major earthquake like the one in 1977. Others have been vandalized by low-quality renovations. The ownership of several remains in dispute after decades of misappropriations by one government or another, and the effort of original owners to reclaim them can take many years and be extremely complex. The episode notes have some images of these architectural masterpieces by Janco. Clara Haskell was a Romanian classical pianist renowned as an interpreter of the classic and early romantic repertoire. She was particularly noted for her performances and recordings of Mozart and as a noted interpreter of Beethoven, Schumann, and Scarlatti. Haskell was born into a Jewish family in Bucharest. Her father, Isaac Haskell, emigrated to Romania from Bessarabia but died of acute pneumonia when Clara was only 4 years old. Her mother, Berthe Haskell, ne Moscona, was of a Sephardic origin. Clara studied in Vienna under Richard Robert, whose pupils included Rudolf Serkin and George Zell, and briefly with Ferruccio Busoni. She later moved to France, where she studied with Gabriel Fauré's pupil, Joseph Maurepin, whom she always credited as one of her greatest influences. Upon graduating from Conservatoire de Paris, Haskell began to tour Europe. Through her career was cut short by one of the numerous physical ailments she suffered throughout her life. Frequent illnesses combined with extreme stage fright kept her from critical or financial success. Most of her life was spent in abject poverty. It was only after the Second World War, during a series of concerts in the Netherlands in 1949, that she began to win acclaim. In 1951, she moved to Vevey in Switzerland. Not long after that, she was appointed a Chevalier of the Legion d'Honneur by the French state. As a pianist, her playing was marked by a purity of tone and phrasing that may have come from her skills as a violinist. Haskell collaborated with George Enescu, Pablo Casals, Dino Lipatti, Joseph Sighetti, Eisen Stern, Henrik Zöring, and Arthur Grumio, with whom she played her last concert. While renowned primarily as a violinist, Grumio was also a fine pianist, and he and Haskell would sometimes swap instruments. She played as a soloist under the baton of many conductors, including Barbirolli, Baumgartner, Bolt, Celibidache, Karajan, Kempe, Klemperer, Kubelik, Markevich, Montu, Solti, Stokowski, and Zell. Haskell died from injuries received in a fall on a staircase at the Brussels South railway station. She was due to play at a concert with Arthur Grimio the following day. She was age 65. An esteemed friend of Haskell, Charlie Chaplin, described her talent by saying, "In my lifetime, I've met three geniuses, Professor Einstein, Winston Churchill, and Clara Haskell. I'm not a trained musician, but I can only say that her touch was exquisite, her expression wonderful, and her technique extraordinary." In a 2013 interview, Pope Francis mentioned Haskell as one of his favorite musicians, especially when performing Mozart. Sasha Panna, born Alexandru Binder in a Jewish family in Bucharest, trained as a physician in Iași and Bucharest, becoming a qualified combat medic in 1927. But he was more interested in a literary career, which she began in 1925 after publishing several symbolism-inspired poems. From symbolism, he moved to Dada themes and then to surrealism soon after. Panna financed and edited the 1928 avant-garde magazine named UNU, lowercase was used on purpose. The magazine was the basis for a publishing house of the same name, which Panna used for printing works by the likes of Urmuz, Tristan Tzara, Stefan Roll, Ilarie Voronka, as well as his own. Many of Panna's writings were combined with drawings by notable artists such as Maxi, Man Ray, Victor Brauner, Pablo Picasso, and Marcel Janco. The Cajal family is a prominent family of physicians. Marcu Cajal was professor and a pioneer in pediatrics in Romania. He was a student of Nicolae Paulescu and respected him for his scientific work, although they diverged on his anti-Semitic views. Nicolae Cajal, Marcu's son, was a renowned virologist, the director of the Institute of Virology of the Romanian Academy, starting in 1967, and a key figure in the modernization of Romanian medicine. Nicolae was a member of the Romanian Academy, vice president from 1990 to 1994, and served as a president of the Federation of Jewish Communities in Romania from 1994 to 2004. He was a senator from Bucharest following the Romanian Revolution. Eliezer Hillel Bihor Manoach was a Sephardic banker, philanthropist, and honorary consul of the Ottoman Empire who served as a president of the Sephardic community in Bucharest. Manoach was deeply involved in everything that meant the relationship between finances and political projects of the time, the most important being that of building modern Romania. The principalities of Moldavia and Wallachia were faced with vital decisions for the continuation of their state existence. Their unification was the keystone without which the entire national edifice would collapse, as the historian and politician Mihail Kogelnicianu wrote. Hillel Manoach was born at the end of 18th century in Constantinople, the capital of the Ottoman Empire, the year being uncertain, either 1795 or 1797, into a family of businessmen. He and his brother Israel followed their father's career. They are mentioned both in documents among the creditors of the Wallachian prince Grigorie Grica between 1827 and 1832. Being exempt from taxes for services rendered to the state. In the following years, until the revolution of 1848, Hillel is mentioned as the main creditor of the National Guard, the one on the basis of which the modern Romanian army would be established. It should be noted that without his financing, the Wallachian 1848 revolution had little chance of manifesting itself. Later, in 1950s, he is among those who participate in the development of the banking system, the ancestor of the future financial banking of Romania. He was decorated by three emperors. He is the only one in Romanian history to receive decorations from the Tsar of Russia, the Emperor of Austria, and the Ottoman Sultan. He was a cultural patron and his sons, Isaac and Emmanuel, 5 years after his death in 1864, when the University of Bucharest was founded in 1869, donated 100,000 gold lei to it for prizes and scholarship. For 70 years, prizes and scholarships were given from this fund until 1939. Abraham Halfon was born in 1808 in Adrianople to a merchant called Solomon Halfon, appointed vizier of the governor of Eyalet of Edin in 1920, respectively Silistra in 1924. In 1829, the Sultan appointed a consul general pro bono of the Ottoman Empire in Bucharest in the person of Abraham Halfon. 1 year later, in 1929, he eventually settled together with his entire family in Bucharest, where he soon became a significant creditor of both the treasury and the Prince of Wallachia, just like Hillel Manoach, with whom he was not only a business partner, but was related through the marriage of two of their children. Abraham Halfon's appointment as the Ottoman Consul General in Bucharest was deemed as a paramount event by international media, as proven by the note published in London-based The Jewish Chronicle of November 14, 1879. The Halfon family was a preeminent Sephardic Jewish family of merchants and bankers who significantly influenced Romanians' financial development in the 19th century. Abraham Halfon enjoyed the appreciation of Prince Alexandru Ioan Cuza, who made him treasurer, and in that capacity took him along with various other ministers on his trip to Constantinople in June 1864. He participated in all the major banking operations in Romania during his time. In 1864, on behalf of a stakeholder group, Halfon Bank contracted a loan from the Imperial Ottoman Bank of Constantinople and from the Paris Oppenheimer Bank to cover some state expenses, and then another loan from the Bank of Stern Brothers in London, again to cover budget deficit. These loans had opened up to the Romanian state access to foreign banks. Abraham Halfon was among the founder members and the board directors of the first Romanian insurance company, Dacia, founded in 1871 by a princely degree. Like Manoah Hillel, Abraham Halfon did not only engage in commerce and finance, but also in culture. Besides the donation he made to the academy, he was even part of members of the Israeli Cultural Society, founded by physician Yuliu Barash in 1862. Halfon House is a historical building recognized as one of the expensive high-value historical properties in Bucharest. Halfon Villas on Kiselev Avenue were built between 1924 and 1926, an elite ensemble of six villas near the Triumphal Arch, and commissioned by Raphael Halfon and designed by the renowned architect Duiliu Marcu. These historic multi-million euro estates remain landmarks of Bucharest's architectural heritage. Salmon Nisim Halfon was a vital leader of the Bucharest Sephardic community in the late 19th and early 20th century, funding schools, synagogues, and charitable foundations. David Ciombali was a merchant and banker, a leader of the Sephardic community in Bucharest, its president for some time, and a fighter for emancipation. David Ciombali came from a family of Sephardic bankers from the Ottoman Empire, descendants including scholars, educators, and writers. Celebi Mentes Bali, a banker from Constantinople, supported the Greek aristocrat Nicolae Mavrocordat in becoming the ruler of Wallachia. Mavrocordat then brought Bali with him to Bucharest in 1715, granted him the title of Grand Vizier, and let him manage the finances. In 1730, Celebi Mentes Bali was the founder and leader of the first Sephardic Jewish community in Wallachia. David Ciombali joined his family's business at an early age, upon the death of his father Abraham Bali. David Ciombali was self-taught and had a thorough knowledge of Greek, German, French, Italian, and Russian. Due to his excellent connections with the ruling authorities, he was appointed to be a Cămăraș, administrator of the salt mines in Wallachia. In 1823, he established a banking house that became one of the most powerful in the country. In 1836, he was appointed to be treasurer of the Ajia, the police. And in 1840, he leased the estates of the aristocratic Manu family. During the revolution of 1848, Da Vinci and Bali provided financial support to the revolutionary government and had close ties to several of its members, including C.A. Rossetti and Ion Heliade Radulescu. After 1850, Bali undertook several initiatives to modernize the city of Bucharest, among them funding a properly equipped firefighting unit and paving several main streets in the city. Da Vinci on Bali, who was self-educated, promoted Haskalah among Sephardic Jewry in Romania, tending to favor assimilation into Romanian culture. Bali called for administrative reforms in the Sephardic community and for new methods of educating Jewish youth. In 1861, when the boys' school was founded in the Sephardic community of Bucharest, Bali was appointed president of the executive committee. He emphasized the study of Romanian in the community school and also proposed the establishment of an educational framework for girls. However, his proposals and reforms encountered strong opposition. Some were not accepted at all, while the remainder were short-lived. Bali fought against anti-Semitism and published articles on the defense of the Jews in the press. As a result of his intervention, the Ottoman governor, the Kaimakhan of Wallachia, withdrew a sharply anti-Jewish work from circulation in 1858. When anti-Jewish policy was enforced after 1866 by the government, led by some of the former revolutionaries from 1848, Bali unsuccessfully attempted to influence them to abandon it. In 1882, Bali went to Palestine, spent his last year there, and died in Jerusalem. Isaac David Bali, Da Vinci's son, was a scholar, textbook writer, and translator. He was ordained as a rabbi at the Jewish Theological Seminary of Breslau and defended his doctoral thesis at the University of Breslau. He eventually returned to Bucharest to become headmaster of the Lia and Nisim Halfond Romanian Israelite School of the Sephardic Community. He wrote many textbooks, including Abecedar Hebraic, following the method of using the Hebrew language to teach the language itself, and textbooks on Jewish history, such as Historia Israeliților in Epoca Postbiblică, History of the Israelites in the Postbiblical Age, in 1887. Bali also wrote several popular texts on Jewish history and religion, such as Seder to Bishvat in 1901 and Prescripțiuni Religioase de Menajul pentru Femeile Israelite, Religious Rules of Housekeeping for Israelite Women, in 1898. His translation into Romanian of the Passover Haggadah was widely used. Since he had a thorough knowledge of Ladino, Bali also developed a Judeo-Spanish dictionary that was for many years the basic textbook in Sephardic schools in Romania. He also contributed to the improvement of methods for teaching Hebrew by using illustrative material. In 1885, Isaac David Bali was appointed secretary treasurer of the Bucharest branch of the Alliance Israelite Universelle. On June 22, 1886, the Iuliu Baraj Historical Culture Society was founded in his home. He was extremely active in this society, acting as librarian and secretary from 1886 to 1889. Bali also published in the Romanian Jewish press, contributing articles on education in Egalitatea, Equality, the main Jewish newspaper of the time, and the Institutorul Evreu, the Jewish teacher magazine. Jacques Menachem Elias was born in 1844 in Bucharest into a wealthy Sephardic family. Jacques Elias grew up in an environment where education and moral integrity was paramount. He studied in London, Brussels, and Vienna, preparing for a career in finance together with his father and brothers, managed the family business under the name of A.H. Elias Brothers. Over time, he became one of the key figures of the Romanian economy, a banker, landowner, industrialist, and shrewd financial analyst. Although he obtained Romanian citizenship only in 1880 at the age of 36 through a personal recommendation from King Carol I, Jack Elias always considered himself a Romanian and body and soul. He lived modestly, remained unmarried, and had no children. The principle that guided his entire life was simple yet profound. Spend less than you earn. Through discipline, perseverance, and exceptional intuition in business, he amassed a vast fortune, but used it in ways that inspire entire generations. He was an advisor to King Carol I, who rewarded him with high honors for his contributions to the development of the Romanian economy. Jack Menachem Elias died on May 14, 1923 in Bucharest. At the funeral, the whole Romanian government took part. By his will, written in December 1914, as he had no ascendants, he designated the Universal Associate of the Romanian Academy, to whom he left all his wealth, wherever this fortune was in the country and abroad, then estimated at 1 billion lei. According to his wishes, the Romanian Academy set up a foundation for national culture and public assistance called the Family Foundation Menachem H. Elias, the entire wealth being dedicated to promoting culture in Romania, relieving poor people's illnesses, encouraging valuable elements, supporting noble causes. The foundation was named after his father. In his will, he also mentioned the obligation to build and maintain in Bucharest a hospital with at least 100 beds in the most modern conditions for sick of both sexes, Israelites and any other faith. This hospital is called the Elias Hospital. Today, the hospital provides medical assistance to Romanian's presidency, parliament, government, and academy. But as stated in Jacques Elias' will, it remained open to anyone in need, regardless of gender, religion, or social status. Meanwhile, the Menachem H. Elias Family Foundation continues to grant scholarship, support research and education, and contribute to the advancement of Romanian culture. Through its ongoing work, the philanthropist's spirit lives on nearly a century after his death. In 1993, Jacques Elias was elected post-mortem member of the Romanian Academy. The mausoleum of Jacques Menachem Elias is in Vienna, where he and most of his family retired. The mausoleum of Jacques Menachem Elias is one of the most important examples of Moorish Renaissance architecture in Vienna. Based on the architecture of Moorish Spain, especially Alhambra, it was built between 1908 and 1911 by the architect Stefan Feinz. Leon B. Alkali was a prominent editor, antiquarian, and bookseller. Known for his contribution to Romanian culture, he established the Libreria Universală Leon Alkali, which published significant literary works, including those from the Romanian royal house. Born in Bucharest in 1847, Alkali was attracted to books from his adolescence. As the Bucharesti of the 1870s was in a great fever of change and the infusion of books was massive, he started out as an itinerary seller of books, magazines, and old prints. He was what we call today an antiquarian bookseller. He placed his business on Calea Victoria at the intersection with Elisabetta Boulevard on the main street of the city, near the Grand Hotel du Boulevard. Leon Alkali's books business was growing and he moved to a higher level, publishing and marketing topical books. A modern spirit, Alkali wanted to spread the universal values of humanism and culture in Romania. The greatest names of universal literature, those, reached the Romanian leaders. He followed the trends of the Western book market, and those, the pocket book market format inspired by the famous Library for All collection from Reclaims Universal Bibliothèque in Leipzig, and they appeared in Romania as well. Until the end of the First World War, Alkali was one of the leaders on the Romanian book market. In 1920, he dies at age of 73. His family inherited and continued the book business. It was practically all over the country, not only in Bucharest. At the end of the 1930s, the name of the founder no longer appeared on the building that hosted the Alkali Publishing House, being replaced with the name of Remus Cioflec. The explanation for that change is state antisemitism. The founders of the influential Marmoros Blank & Co. Bank, Jacob Marmoros and Maurice Blank, were key figures in Romanian high finance in the 19th and early 20th centuries, deeply intertwined with the development of Bucharest's modern economy. Jacob Marmoros was born in 1823 in Calomea, then Austria, now Ukraine, and died in Vienna in 1905. He started as a money changer and pawnbroker, and in 1848 he founded a bank in the commercial area of Bucharest on Lipscan Street, where he started his career. His partner, Maurice Blank, was born in Pitești into a family of a Jewish tradesman and entrepreneur, Mauriciu Blanco. Blank studied economics in Vienna and Leipzig, and upon his return joined the bank in 1867 and gave the firm its lasting name. The Marmoros Blank was among the founders of Romania's war efforts during its War of Independence in 1877. By 1920, the Marmoros Blank Bank was Romania's largest commercial bank with 25 domestic branches and 4 abroad in Paris, Istanbul, Vienna, and New York. The bank financed the layering of some of the most important railway lines in Romania, the building of bridges, the establishment of big factories, and was largely represented in the development of the important Romanian petroleum industry. Aristide Blank, Mauriciu's son, a banker, airline pioneer, and art patron, took over the bank and introduced new ideas with a series of pamphlets. In 1920, he used bank funds to set up CFRNA, later named CIDNA, alongside aviator Pierre de Fleurieu. Theirs was the first airline to offer a direct Paris-Bucharest flight with an extension to Istanbul. The route was inaugurated in October 1921. Blank's name is also associated with the beginning of a domestic tourism in Romania, as he helped to fund spas in Olănești and Techirghiol. He published a number of studies on finance and some plays in Romanian and French. Aristide Blank was also a promoter of Romanian culture. He financed the publication of books on history and archaeology, bought the Adevărul în Dimineața dailies, and supported the popular theater of Bucharest and the Romanian school in Paris. He also founded the non-profit Cultura Națională Publishing House, which published books in the field of literature, the humanities, and social sciences, with the aim of encouraging writers and promoting good literature. In 1950, ruined and persecuted by the communist regime, Aristide Blank left for Paris, where he lived in poverty and died. The Berkovitz family banking empire was one of Romania's most prominent Jewish-owned financial institutions, founded by Leon Berkovitz in 1880. Leon Berkovitz transitioned his successful 1880 discount operations into the Leon Berkovitz Bank. Upon his retirement in 1903, leadership passed to his 3 sons, Eli, Adolf, and Max. The bank was transformed into a joint stock company in 1926. Unfortunately, the world financial crisis of the 1930s proved insurmountable. Despite grace periods and preventive concordats granted by the National Bank of Romania, the brothers could not save the family business from ultimate bankruptcy. Following the closure of the bank, the brothers passed away in quick succession during the 1930s, and the remaining family subsequently emigrated from Romania. The Berkovitz family is remembered by the iconic properties the bank operated from. Today, their former estates remain stunning historical landmarks across the city. Former Leon Berkovitz Bank is located at Strada Lipscan 24 in the Old Town. This building was constructed in 1905 with French-inspired Belle Époque details. Today, the site hosts a restaurant. Noblesse Palace, the 1881 eclectic palace designed by the renowned Romanian architect Alexandru Savulescu was purchased by Leon Berkowitz in 1903 to serve as the family's protocol center, and in 1936, the bank's final headquarters. It has since been fully restored and serves as a center for design, art, and culture. Berkowitz House, located at Calea Moșilor 126, is a refined historic residence built for banker Adolf Berkowitz and is now used as the headquarters for the General Association of Hunters and Sports Fishermen of Romania. Finally, Farci family in Bucharest primarily refers to the legacy of the prominent business and property owner Albert Farci. Early branches of the Farci family date back to the 19th century in Bucharest, contributing to the city's diverse and cosmopolitan heritage. Albert Farci is well known in the city for the historic Casa cu Pelican, the house with pelicans, located on General Alexandru Budișteanu Street. The house was designed in 1920 by architect Castellini for Albert Farci as an eclectic style villa and became well-known architectural piece in central Bucharest. Records show that in 1919, Albert Farci inherited the land and the original older house from his father, Samson Farci. The family retained these properties until the late 1920s, when a portion of the estate was acquired by the Romanian royal house. This finally concludes the episode on Bucharest Jewish personalities. Next, we'll be visiting the cities of Ploiești and Brașov. Until next episode, be well.